Two significant televised events are coming up. The Time Magazine Most Influential People in the World event, that's on Tuesday. And before that, the 2020 Emmy Awards with New Zealanders in contention. And these days, we know all about the shows more than we used to. The Most Influential People in the World event is being televised for the first time, starring Meghan and Harry, just being called Meghan and Harry, they are. And it's the big live television debut for the American Royals. The Emmys are what we want to focus on. Pete Hammond is a top analyst of both film and television. He's the awards columnist and chief film critic for Deadline.com and the host of his own popular cinema series show online. Last week at this time, we talked about the last night of the proms with the music going out on into an empty hall. And it'll be similar for the speeches at the Emmys. Peter Hammond, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Nice to talk to you. These are strange times for the entertainment industry. It'll be the empty Emmys, won't it?
Yeah. It will be the empty Emmys, at least at Staples Center, in the biggest location they could possibly find to play to an empty audience. It will be Jimmy Kimmel, a few guests, no audience, probably about 30 people total in the whole building. It's a central area for this enormous technological challenge of, you know, about 140 cameras that these so-called simple to assemble camera kits that they sent out to all the nominees hopefully will all come in to that central location, and they'll be able to do a show from there, flipping around the world to people's homes. Never seen an Emmy show like it.
No. What a challenge it sounds like. And look, the other thing is, I suppose once upon a time it was NBC versus CBS versus ABC, and now with the Emmys it's kind of Netflix versus HBO versus Disney. That's changed too, hasn't it?
Oh my, yes. That's changed in a big way. In fact, I think in the top three categories, the only network that got anything was in comedy series was NBC. Yeah. It was NBC for The Good Place. It really isn't a ball game here much for the broadcast networks. In some categories, like variety, they still have a footprint, and reality. But in the top marquee categories, no. So it's a sad state of affairs in terms of Emmys and broadcast networks. It's different now, and of course it's gone to really the battle of the streamers too, with all these new outlets, including Apple, and of course Hulu and Netflix and Amazon.
I know, but it's a new world though, isn't it? It's amazing. I think we have the idea that television has always been a great unifier in the United States, and you know, certainly you could use some unifying. So will the nation be watching, Pete?
Jimmy Kimmel, when I interviewed him about a week ago, predicted this would be the lowest rated Emmys of all time.
Wow.
He said he would bet money on it. I argued with him. I think people love to watch what they think may be a train wreck. And I actually think that this has nowhere to go but up, because last year was the lowest rated Emmy show of all time. But I actually think there will be interest for a couple of reasons. One, it's a different format, and they're selling it like that. As Jimmy described to me, it's a combination of the Emmys and Big Brother. So you get a chance to see celebrities in their homes. I think there's a real interest out there in the audience to see that and see them with their families in a non-traditional kind of award show fashion. But also, I think the pandemic has helped ultimately the interest in the Emmys this year, because people have been stuck at home and they've been watching more television than they ever have before. And so I don't think it's going to be the lowest rated, and I sort of told him that, but I think he's just lowering expectations.
Yeah. Interesting for New Zealanders too, because they've seen a lot more of these shows than they maybe otherwise would have and been introduced to them. So You've got The Crown, you've got Handmaid's Tale, Mandalorian, Stranger Things, Ozark, Succession. Which of these is likely to get the most gongs, Pete?
Well, I think in the drama series, Ozark really sort of took off this year. But Succession seems to be the one in the zeitgeist right now. And so I think that's the one there. The Mandalorian has won several awards already in the technical Emmys, in the creative arts Emmys that have been going on all week. But I think that's to be expected. And I would be shocked if it actually pulled off drama series for Disney Plus. I mean, the Academy voters, of which I'm one, by the way, are basic snobs and don't go for like sci-fi or that kind of show. The Crown is a traditionally the kind of show that might win, but it hasn't won yet. And I don't think it'll win this year. I think Succession is one a show for the moment, and has really sort of caught on this year.
Pete, Succession indicates we still the success of it. We still love to see billionaires and dastardly dynasties. You know, that we're said to be more apathetic towards celebrities now, especially the very wealthy ones, but that doesn't seem correct because people are lapping this up, aren't they?
Oh, they do. They love to see that kind of, it's basically a high-end soap opera, and you see it's Shakespearean in its own way, and I don't think Shakespeare's ever gone out of style in one way or another. It basically sets up that kind of thing, as does Ozark, oddly enough. Both of those shows are very dark, and they go to dark places, and people seem to revel in watching that. I mean, I can't explain the psychology of the viewer there, but that's definitely there and what they want to see, it seems. And a lot of these shows that are nominated are dark. I mean, my God, The Handmaid's Tale, which won a couple of years ago, is nominated again here and can't get much darker. And Stranger Things is, I mean, all of these have their dark side, Killing Eve. There's nothing really hopeful and bright about most of these nominees here.
No, you've made a really good point, and I don't want to get too high and mighty about it in terms of analysis. If the shows are getting darker and darker, and there are a lot of them, that must say something about American society now. Because where are the shows like Cheers and MASH and Happy Days and the Waltons? That was
Yeah,
a
well, the comedy category, but the Waltons, yeah. Where is the Waltons? I don't know. That's maybe it'll come back and we'll have Little House on the Prairie again too, but what does it say about America? I don't know. I guess it says we are what we watch.
Which is a bit of a worry. Hey,
Yeah.
there are Kiwis in contention, Pete, aren't there?
Yeah. Taika Waititi and What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, Jermaine Clement.
Yeah, and Taika, and I love that show, by the way. I think it's great. I did a whole thing with the whole cast, and it's very fun. It's clever. It's sort of a new age version of the Munsters and the Addams Family kind of comedy that television used to do. And it's very smart, well acted. It's great. Taika Waititi and the whole New Zealand movement there, they're so sharp. They know exactly what to do. Taika obviously won the Oscar this year, now up for an Emmy. But the writing is smart, even though the genre is familiar. And yeah, I think that's a terrific show. And it has, to prove that, I'm in the writers branch of the Television Academy. Used to be a governor, actually, for it. And in our category for comedy series, three of the six nominations went to that show alone. What We Do in the Shadows. So it always starts with the writers, these things. Last year, Succession won in writing and didn't win in show. It's sort of a setup, what you might see the next year. And I think What We Do in the Shadows is a continuing success story. I think we'll see that do better, but I don't think it's going to win.
Pete Hammond is talking to us. Actually, Taika Waititi said on Twitter, which I thought was very funny, over his voiceover performance in The Mandalorian, he said, "Some people's acting skills are so powerful they don't even need to use their face." Just one particular category, because it's a photo finish, you say, and it's a category that a lot of people have interest in, I think. Best female lead in a drama series, Pete. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a really strong category here. And Jennifer Aniston won the SAG Award for The Morning Show, and I don't think she's ever been better. It's a really great role against, I think, her strongest competition, Laura Linney in Ozark. Laura Linney has won four Emmys for four different kinds of characters in the past, so she's an Academy darling. I suspect she's going to pull out the win only because also the show seemed to have more of a going for it in terms of Emmy nominations. It's a photo finish. And then throw in the first season for Olivia Colman in The Crown. Don't discount her.
Pete, thank you very much for your company and your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you, and anytime.
And may the best New Zealander win.
Exactly.